Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jam.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Find It Out Friday. We'd like to say good morning, good evening, good night. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. And you know this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that's filled with advisors and consultants to get you to your goals, okay, in education, workshops, training, and specializing in empowering and inspiring our youth out there. We'd like to say Tiffany and I are going to come on. We're going to be talking about year-end cleanse. Do the year-end cleanse to evolve to your best you. Okay? So I'm going to get started here. Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. I strategize it. And I complete it. Well, come on with us. We're going to be brief this evening because we have some events to attend. But we're here for you because we love you. Welcome in.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Happy morning.
Christmas time should be every day. I'd like to say happy holidays out there. Happy kindness. Happy joy. Happy mindfulness. You know, there's a lot of events going on out here. We have food giveaways, so people will have food on the table. And the toy drives are like just filling up buses and buses and buses. Persons out there shopping, you know, gas prices are coming down. So that's a precious gift out there. But also hospitalizations, persons in those hospitals. So be safe out there. You know, don't get so happy, joyful, and excited that you forget that things are still floating around out here. We all need to be here. And if you want to get entertained tomorrow night at 1923 East 7th Street, that's in Long Beach, at K. Sarah Club, Bill and them, those are my guys. You know, they were on last week. And if you want to hear some good music, hear some good laughter, see good performances, please go to K. Sarah tomorrow night, 1923 East 7th Street. That's in Long Beach, California. And if you say the word Phil, you'll get a discount on your ticket, okay? So for those of you who want to be entertained, want to shake it up, want to relax, check out my friends, Phil and them. They're awesome. And, you know, change. When we change, the world changes. The key to all change is in our inner transformation, a change of our hearts and minds. This is human revolution. We all have the power to change. When we realize this truth, we can bring forth the power anywhere, anytime, and in any situation. And in order to make those changes, you have to know what to change. And that means you must start with you first. So I have Tiffany with an I. I see it, I change it. And I complete it on with us. So we're going to be speaking about year-end cleanse and evolve to your best you. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. How are you doing this evening?
How are you?
I'm
doing
wonderful.
Well, how are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, it's been a crazy day. You know, sometimes those days get crazy. But we just have to take a deep breath and put that beautiful smile on our face and try to be as mindful as we possibly can. Because there's not too many people out here being mindful, and you don't want to get caught up in that energy, okay? And I was just thinking about, you know, I said, you know, how am I going to make my change? I'm cleansing. It's a year in. We clean out everything. You know, everybody does a year in. And you make room. But we're cleaning, and we're speaking here today about evolve to your best you. And in order to do that, we have to do some deep thought, because we talk about the planets and the stars moving out there. But it's a lot going on. You know, numerology is things that we hear about. We know that their numbers are very, very important, and especially in our lives. So now I have to shift it over. You know, I get excited when I have something new to research. So this evening, I know you're going to share some stuff with us, but I can tell you what I found out before you get going, and maybe you can direct me. I said in 2022, I found out what not to do. But in 2023, we'll be all about we and me. So am I getting on the right path here? Am I cleansing it out, making myself squeaky clean so we can start it off and jump it off to where it has to be? You know, we go through things and we learn about things. And you know what our motto is, each one teach one, and we all learn together. So I know I should have some A's and B's on my card, because I have surely learned a lot in 2022. And basically, all about me. So 2023 has to be about me. I guess that's why that stuff is getting up out the way. So what do you have to share with us today? We going to go planetary, or we going to go talk about life path?
We're going to talk about both, but I will kind of recap on what we spoke about on Monday, which was Sagittarian season. So, okay. You know, at this point, you know, it's November 22nd to December 21st, and we're in our ninth house of higher learning. So we're doing a lot of soul searching. So it goes hand in hand with the cleansing. So as you soul search, you're finding out your true feelings, what your heart desires, what relationships do you want to keep? What do you want to release? What partnerships do you want to keep? What do you want to release? What people, you know, people who have not been so supportive, you know, you'll find those people removing themselves from your energy. We have the energy in Sagittarius season is really, really healing. So we're going to be looking at ourselves and, you know, just forgiving ourselves, forgiving people, you know, that's part of the healing process. And, you know, we're going to find that people are starting to take accountability. At this time, also, you're going to discover who you are and what you bring. And you may be reconnected with those people of the past, finding out whether you want to keep them or you want to release them. So it's a really good season to let go, to release, to evaluate what it is that you really want. And what I'm finding out is in the world today, in society, that many people are now beginning to look at themselves and understand exactly what they want, what their heart desires. You and I spoke about this the other day. I was just telling you, I was on a business call trying to take care of some business, and the person on the other end was customer service rep. So I thought at the end of the call we had released the line, and we didn't. So she was back on, and I was like, why are you? So she said hello, I said hello, and we ended up getting into an extended conversation about her new self. She says, I'm realizing that I'm letting go of old relationships, people that I've known for 15, 20 years, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay showing up for, you know, showing up in that way of being me and the authentic me. And I was like, that is wonderful. So I see and I hear these conversations where people are realizing, even myself with the Thanksgiving dinner situation, I was like, am I going to show up or do I show up and say what needs to be said? And I did.
Right.
So I was taking a look at what was going on in my life and what did I want to release. Well, I wanted to release that pattern. Like, no, if I'm coming to dinner, then I expect all people to respect each other. Now, if you're going to be triggered, then no, I'm going to be triggered as well, and there's that possibility. But I'm not going to show up pretending that nothing exists and there's a big elephant in the room when there really is an elephant and no one's addressing it. So I think a lot of people from the conversations that I'm having, they're awakening to knowing themselves a little bit better and really understanding what they want and not tolerating anything that they don't, which is good. Mm. So that healing, that awakening, that process that we're talking about, that healing process that I'm talking about is really starting to activate in this season. So it's a wonderful thing. And then we talked about the heart chakra on Monday, or I'm sorry, on Tuesday when I came on. And that is great because, you know, your heart has to be open to receive a lot of things. It has to open to receive love. It has to open to receive money. People don't understand that the heart is associated with money, how you feel about money, how you feel about your relationship to money, how you feel about your relationships to people. It's all centered in the heart. So I thought it was so beautiful that, you know, you talked about that on Tuesday because it's all in flow with the same thing. Now, I know we mentioned numerology on this show at one point, and we were talking about knowing yourself, and we always say that, know yourself. So I was listening to a renowned numerologist, and she was talking about life paths and life path numbers. And I think you talked about it, and you gave the formula. So the formula that she gave is the birth day, the birth month, the day, and the year. And you add everything up until you get to one digit. And then, you know, I don't know what all the digits represent, But when you get to that one digit, that is an indication of who you are and what your purpose could be. You know, some people get into careers they know they don't like, right? And they're just getting into them. But they don't know what their purpose is, or they don't even know what to do. Like one girl was on and she said, well, I'm deciding whether I want to be, if I want to go to medical school or if I want to help people in the immigration process. So her heart's desire was leaning more towards the immigration process, but she's thinking a different way. Now, if she takes the avenue of the to be a medical student, she probably is not going to like that according to her life path number. Her life path number indicated that she would be happier doing the humanitarian work by, you know, helping those in the immigration process.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very interesting to find out that through that life path number, you find out more about yourself. So your birth date is really, and your name. I also learned about the name, too. So your name means something. And sometimes, you know, if you change your name, it can bring more success. You know, because entertainers do that all the time. They might start off with their original birth name, but they change it. And you wonder why some people are more successful than others. The success could be in the name, and it's, you know, it's in your number. But there's so many things that contribute to success, and it contributes to our lives. And understanding your purpose and the path that you're on is really, really important. Because once you understand that, you can navigate through these waters. And that's why I'm so excited to come on when I do come on and talk about this, because when I discuss it here, I'm able to maybe have another conversation with somebody else and share with them, you know, either what I've learned, what I've experienced, and it is just great. So I think that, you know, you talked about it a couple months ago, and you encourage people to get their life, birth chart, navel chart, done. And it is imperative, I think, and I just would suggest strongly that you do that so that you do know who you are, because the time you were born is important, the day you were born, the month you were born, the year you were born is all very, very important, and is it helps you to know what your makeup is, because we all struggle to do that. You know, Ancestry.com is like, well, if you, you know, you can know who you are if you, you know, put in all the information, and you can, they can tell you, you know, how many cultures you are blended or, you know, you're a part of and all kinds of things. And I think the knowingness or understanding who we are is very, very important because we all seek it. But to get to understand how these energies are going, understanding the heart chakras, the oils, everything that is presented on this show will help people navigate through their lives. And that's why I love being on the show, because I can be a part of that and I can share what I know or I've experienced to help someone else, you know, because it is about sharing, caring with humanity.
Yes. And we all get to know a little bit about each other. Now, I'm no expert in numerology, but I always, whenever I see a group of numbers or sequence of numbers, I immediately start adding them up. Where I got that from, I don't know, because I know that each number means different things. You have your nine numbers down there, and you have your master numbers. That's that number 11, 22, and 33. Those are what we consider master numbers, but you have to actually study. Now, that number seven, I kind of like geared to, you know, when you're reading and you're researching, number seven is very, I would say that it's 7 days in a week, seven continents, seven colors in the rainbow, seven natural wonders. Okay, I read that all the time. I said seven is, that means something, and that moves in and out around the world and through all the cultures. But Leos and Scorpio, you know, I'm a Leo, so I that number 4, it says it's lucky. Now, how do you get to that number? I'm still learning. As you say, you add up and you get to number 1. We're learning about that. And the more I learn, the more I'm going to share, because this is still numerology. You gain the understanding of yourself, just as Tiffany said. And most people, you know, depending on, it's an occult, but it's an occult, it's divine, and it's mystical relationships that's coinciding with all the events that you're dealing with. And to shut down or to think that that's only one way to get to the Red Bridge across the river is really, really closed-minded, because we're all trying to travel and reach a destination. And if there was only skateboards on the roads, but there is skateboards, there's bicycles, there's Mercedes, there's roller skates, everybody is trying to get to a destination. So you have to learn as much as you can learn to see what's around you, because we're all individuals. And I just love, you know, finding out stuff and sharing. Now, you had me studying, you know. I'll run through them quickly. Number 1 is independence, self-sufficient. Number 2, patience and tender personality. Number 3 is very sociable, quite communicable. Number 4 is rigid, okay, but it's freedom in speaking. 5 is fun-loving, it's a risk-taker. 6, the need for leadership and authority. And it has a take-charge energy. Number 7, spirituality and intuition. Number 8, affinity with the materialism, power, success, and a desire to rule the world. And 9 is an ending, because that's where everything gets stuck. But that 9 is there to let you know what to let go so you can get ready. Those master numbers, 11, 22, and 33. 11, intuitive, uses power to heal. 22, master builder. And 33, super spiritual. Okay? But that number 33 aids others before they aid themselves. Okay? So I used to be 33. I know that was somewhere in my chart. But we're just bringing this because there's so much going on out here. My friend, Maceo, the magician, he's African-American. He's been doing magic since he's 7 years old. Very unusual that he teaches in different areas, and he was like mesmerized, and he feels so good about it, because in our community, some of the African-American students didn't even know that they were black professional magicians, okay? And he teaches them. And magic is very good for the mind, because you have to stay focused, and it's exciting. And the children are just like, they're glowing, they're blossoming, because it's another form of math, you know. The traditional way is good, but when you can go in with a child non-traditional, then you kind of like speaking their language, because that's really, they like that freedom. They like to think about it, and most of the time think that they're doing it. And the best way to get youth to participate is to give them an assignment and let them take care of it. They're going to get it done. They might not do it the way you would do it, but they're going to get it done, and they're very, very focused. So we talked about magic for the young minds, and he sends them home with magic kits. I say, do you send the parents a magic kit also? Because that child is going to have them wondering what's going on. So when we talk about these things tonight, we want to talk about numerology, okay? And I know all of us can count out there, because we count those dollars, buying those gifts out there for ain't school and ain't meg. I just want to share with you to compare. It's a lot going on. I like to go after it's all over, right? And for years, I would purchase my next year's gifts after the holidays, okay? Because you know, with me, I know how many family members I have. And then if you want to put some little extras aside in the closet, but that's the best way to find the goodies. Shop after when the big sales go on. Shop this year for next year. That's a form of cleansing for me, and it keeps some dollars in my pocket also. So I just wanted to come on and have you come on, and we talk about the planets out there and moving through the universe. We're all universal people, very special people, and very gifted people. So when your minds are opening up to get more knowledge, don't be so strict with keeping them closed down. Reach out like we do the chakras. We talk about the planets and the stars. Now we're moving into numerology. And if you listen and start reading, you will find yourself adding up those numbers. They mean something. Everything on this planet has a meaning. It is there for a reason, just like we're all here for a reason. So we might as well get in tune, each one teach one, and find out what we need to know so we can all step into our greatness, stay there, and never, ever forget to take others with you. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany with an I, is that a good closing statement?
Yes, that is. And with that, we are going to be moving into 2023, clearing all the old and welcoming in the new, and that's going to be exciting. We still have another portal to go through, which is 1212.
Yes. That I'm kind of looking forward to. I have to do some more research, so I'll be, if I need to hold on to the donor, I will, because this energy moving out here, people. And when we keep talking about energy, you know, some people frown up on it, but we're all energy, and we're all floating out here together. So we might as well learn how to be kind, be joyful, and be happy with it, and teach one, and we all learn together. That's my take on it. That's why I come on and care and share. Whatever information I get, I'm going to give it to you. We're not experts over here, but we do care. So therefore, we will continue to share. And I'm going to put a call out there again. Give us a call, 323-769-5879. And give us some suggestions, ask some questions, whatever you like to hear about. Because if you've been listening to us, you know that we can bring it around the world for you. Okay, it's all kind. We're not CNN here. We just get the information, get the persons that know about the information, and bring it to you. And if you'd like to come and join, let us know that too. Because we're about caring and sharing. It's all about, again, each one teach one. And we all learn together. And on that note, I'm through with my portion because we have some things to do out here. We're not going to keep people too long. We'll be back on mine for Monday. And over the weekend, I'm pretty sure we will have gathered some stuff to remind each other to be mindful of. It changes every moment. So how are you going to close this out, Tiffany, with an eye? I completed what you want to tell us.
Just, you know, again, it's so important to know who you are, and it's super important to take care of yourselves. Again, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't be good to anybody else. You can't be good to your spouse, your children, people you work with. So just take care of yourself. I know that there's a lot of activity. People are excited about Christmas and the gift giving and family. So just keep in mind, you know, what it all means, you know, and in essence, it really is about gathering with family and sharing that experience and being in the company of family. Sometimes we do get caught up with the presents and everything, but, you know, just focus on you. If you're good, then, yes, you know, people around you will be good. So that's what I'll say.
Yes. Yes. Well, I always say when you leave home, always take that smile and that good energy with you. And, you know, I got a slew of families, some on the north, some on the south, some east, some west, and we cannot all get together at one time. You know, we pick times, you know, this one is here at Christmas, this one is there at New Year's. We have to swap it out, okay, because I'm telling you, when that energy gets moving in there, we might make a new planet with all of that going on. But once it's done and complete, it's enjoyable any way you look at it, because each one has their own personality and each one is an individual. And I can tell you one thing, you mentioned authenticity earlier when you were speaking of, you know, talking about the heart chakras and things and letting go. If you do not know what authenticity means, you need to visit my family, okay? We are authentic with a big A, from the babies all the way, okay? That's the only way it has to be done. And I don't know, I worked with a group, and they had a program, you know, speaking of authenticity, and I just loved it. But I didn't have to work too hard, because what you see is what you get. And as you say, be yourself. If you want to change for this year end cleanse, make a new self. Let it go. The process, understand about your body, your movement, your balance. Try to keep yourself as balanced as you can. And be aware. Stay safe. Stay woke. And be very, very observant. Watch those smiling faces and don't relax out here. When I'm around four people, I go get a test, okay? Everybody laughs at me. If I'm around four people, I am going to go get me a test, because everyone is not honest. Our bodies change, and it's still stuff floating. I know that we're equipped. We have antibodies, and each one is different. But just because you on the up and up with yourself and taking care of yourself, do not take for granted that everybody's doing the same thing, okay? And most of them out there lying. They lying because they'd rather go shake it up with 155 people and cough over everybody. When I go out to plays, I spray the air. I have the baby saying it's raining in here, okay, because I'm going to take my disinfectant and just do my thing. And that's the way that I take care of myself. I'm not suggesting that everybody do it, but when I'm around more than four people, Tiffany with an I, then I wait about 5 days and I go take a test, okay? And then I maybe the next time I'll be around six, okay? I'm getting out there low and slow, but it's still out there lurking. It's still confusing. Now they're talking about the bird flu and the chicken and the turkey. I was trying to figure, did I eat any turkey for Thanksgiving? You know, all of this stuff going on, and you kind of, it makes you smile, but it also makes you think too, okay? And that's what we have to do. THINK, think. Well, listeners, this is Find It Out Friday. We told you what we found out. We'll come back on Mind for Monday. And like I said, give us a call, 323-769-5879. 323-769-5879. And give us your opinion. Ask your question. Tell us what you like. Now, we old school over here, so I don't be doing that new stuff. Some every now and then I'll mix it in. But see, music carries a message, okay? And it's all good. Don't get us wrong. We love all genres of music. But we're old school over here. And the reason why we're old school is if you listen real, real closely, you'll get the story that you need, okay? And that's all. I'm closing out on that. Tiffany Witt and I, we love you. And listeners, please have a great weekend. Shop, shop, shop till you drop. And stay safe, stay safe. Tiffany Witt and I, have a wonderful weekend. I will speak
Thank
with you,
you
later. Thank you for taking out your time. You know we love you. Bye, everybody. Enjoy.
wanted something more.
You know you contain the power to control destiny with the song we're singing.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Sharon Care. Yeah. Break it up.
Sharon Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.